clinical cases. The following case reports are taken from my own clinical data and clinical notes. I found these to be among the most interesting and well-diversified cases. The information presented is based upon my own clinical findings and observation and subjective reports from each patient. Age-related macular degeneration, ARMD, wet and dry type. ARMD is a major cause of irreversible blindness in the U.S., where millions of Americans are suffering the effects of this condition. Conventional medicine has no truly effective treatment for ARMD, although there are medications and laser procedures that may have band-aid-like applications. ARMD is the gradual deterioration of the cells in the macula, the area that processes central vision and acute vision. ARMD results in slow central vision loss or fogginess, where straight lines may become crooked, shapes become blurry, and faces distort. The peripheral vision is not affected. There are two types of ARMD, wet and dry. 90% of people with ARMD have the dry type, characterized by small yellow spots called drusen, which form under the macula. The drusen slowly damage the cells of the macula, and vision loss progresses. It seems as though approximately 10% of people with dry ARMD progress to a more serious condition called wet ARMD. Here, abnormal blood vessels begin to grow toward the macula in an attempt to nourish it. These new vessels are often frail and may leak or cause a hemorrhage. The blood and fluids that leak from these vessels can be very damaging to the macula, causing rapid and severe vision loss. Conventional medicine most often uses laser eye surgery to patch the leaky vessels. This is like soldering an old pipe. You can only patch it up so much. Chinese medicine seeks to repair the integrity of the whole structure, and can be highly effective in doing so. In Chinese medicine, ARMD can have many patterns, but most often I see kidney and lung weakness with liver congestion. In my experience, Chinese medicine, naturopathy, and nutrition are far ahead of conventional medicine in offering any hope for ARMD. The majority of my practice is spent treating patients with macular degeneration, and I have found that approximately 80% of patients respond favorably to these methods. Case. J.A. is a 63-year-old female. Her Western diagnosis is dry type ARMD. The Chinese medical diagnosis is kidney and liver yin and blood insufficiency. The initial exam revealed that the visual acuity in the right eye was 20 over 100 or 20%, in the left eye 20 over 80 or 25%. The patient was diagnosed with hypothyroid, high cholesterol, and allergic asthma. The meds she is taking for these conditions can have a negative impact on her vision. After treatment, the patient had visual acuity in the right eye of 20 over 50, 40%, and in the left eye, 20 over 50, also 40%. The patient reported more brightness, reduced line distortion on the Amsler grid, and sharper color distinction. J.A. presented with relatively moderate stage dry type ARMD in her left eye. She had great results with acupuncture, eye nutrients, essential oils, and Chinese herbs, Ming Mu Di Huang Tang. She continues on these herbs and supplements, and uses microcurrent therapy. J.A. continues to have clear vision with minimal distortion, even years after she started therapy. Her case is a clear indication of how tremendously effective Chinese medicine can be for dry type ARMD. The next case. H.H. is a 72-year-old female. her Western diagnosis was wet type ARMD. The Chinese medical diagnosis, spleen and kidney yang weakness with extreme damp accumulation and yin excess. In her initial exam, her visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 800. Her visual acuity in her left eye, 20 over 400. She suffered from frequent retinal bleeding and rapidly declining vision. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 400, and in her left eye, 20 over 250. The patient reports a major benefit from treatment in the sense that she is able to see TV much better, as well as cars when crossing the street. The wet type ARMD and retinal bleeding have not been a problem since she started Chinese medicine. HH has wet type macular degeneration in her right eye and dry type ARMD in her left eye. She had a history of chronic leaking and hemorrhaging due to the overgrowth of blood vessels in her right eye. There had been a few laser surgical procedures and cortisone injections in the past that stopped the retinal bleeding. Shell moxibustion method was used over the right eye in an attempt to help the frequent bleeding episodes, supplemented by acupuncture and Chinese herbs. Qizhu di Huangwang. After 1 year of no reported retinal bleeding, HH began using microcurrent. Her vision is stable, and she reports much less blurred vision, formerly a result of the retinal bleeding. Stargardt macular dystrophy. Stargardt macular dystrophy is the most common juvenile onset form of inherited macular dystrophy and should not be confused with ARMD, although in Chinese medicine we treat these two conditions similarly. Stargardt macular dystrophy is characterized by loss of central vision in younger people and usually manifests between the ages of 6 and 20 years. Some people may not become aware of this condition until their 30s or 40s. Stargardt's is considered to be a genetic condition, although the responsible genes have not yet been fully identified. Again, Chinese medicine seems to be highly effective for people with Stargardt's. Most cases seem to respond almost immediately to acupuncture, and young adults seem to do very well with treatment. Case: BM is a 34-year-old female with a Western diagnosis of Stargardt macular dystrophy, associated phoria. Her Chinese medical diagnosis, kidney and liver yin insufficiency with liver qi congestion and local qi and blood congestion. In her initial exam, her visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 50, 40%. Her visual acuity in her left eye, 20 over 200, 10%. The symptoms were first noticed in the year 2000 and have gotten progressively worse. The patient reports feeling under a tremendous amount of mental and emotional stress. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye measured 20 over 40, 50%, and in her left eye, 20 over 100, 20%. The patient reported almost immediate noticeable improvement in her vision. She noticed much more confidence and visibility while driving. Additionally, the patient reports a great increase in overall calmness and a sense of well-being with treatment. BM started treatment just a few years after her initial onset and diagnosis of Stargardt's. The symptoms manifested during a 2-year period of prolonged stress. The stress congested the liver and drained the kidney energy, the battery pack, causing the symptoms to manifest as a sudden onset. In essence, she burned out her macula and central vision. These symptoms may have shown up later in her life as she aged. BM has done a lot of psychological work to rebalance her emotions and continues regular acupuncture, microcurrent, and eye supplements. Like many other patients that I have seen with Stargardt's, she has been able to keep her vision from worsening. Diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is a complication of diabetes that damages the retina. In many cases, this can lead to irreversible blindness, where gradual vision loss occurs over a period of many years. Diabetic retinopathy can be caused by type 1 diabetes, juvenile onset diabetes, which develops when the body produces too little insulin. It can also come from type 2 diabetes, adult onset diabetes, which develops over many years and is caused by too little insulin production or poor utilization of insulin. People with diabetic retinopathy are susceptible to retinal bleeding and hemorrhaging. Chinese MOXA methods are highly effective in stopping bleeding, so that laser surgery may not be needed. It is important to confirm that the bleeding condition is stable through a professional eye examination. According to Chinese medicine, diabetic retinopathy is most often caused by damp stagnation with spleen and kidney weakness, metabolic weakness. I have found patients with diabetic retinopathy to respond more rapidly than those with other eye conditions. Most people notice improvements after just a few treatments, unlike retinitis pigmentosa and glaucoma, which can take much longer to see results. Chinese medicine is highly effective for regulating blood sugar, and most of the time, it can dramatically reduce the need for synthetic insulin, occasionally eliminating the need altogether. Case. H.C. is a 57-year-old female. Her secondary complaints are diabetes, obesity, and poor circulation. Her Chinese medical diagnosis is kidney and spleen yang weakness with severe damp accumulation, systemic qi and blood congestion. In her initial exam, the visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 400. In her left eye, also 20 over 400. Other conditions reported were obesity, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and peripheral neuropathy. Her color vision was not affected. After treatment, the visual acuity in her right eye was 20 over 250, and in her left eye, 20 over 320. The patient reported a marked improvement in her peripheral vision. She also explained that her vision was much brighter. In addition, her neuropathy and pain symptoms significantly improved with treatment. H.C. has type 2 diabetes, and the diabetic retinopathy is just one of many complications of her condition. H.C. received acupuncture, eye supplements, microcurrent, and Chinese herbs, modified yogaitan and green tea. Controlling the diabetes with a strict diet and exercise will determine not only the condition of her eyes, but also her entire health. I recommended that H.C. work diligently at losing weight and maintaining a healthier lifestyle. She has a very good chance of preserving her vision and health if she works hard and gradually takes more control of her body's condition. Upon following up with H.C., it seems that her eye condition is stable, although there have been only some efforts made to handle the underlying diabetic condition. In my experience, diabetic retinopathy responds extremely well to Chinese medicine. Often, patients with DR have sudden retinal bleeding or hemorrhage. Using moxibustion techniques can help to stop the bleeding, repair the leaky blood vessels in the eye, and restore the vision. Retinitis pigmentosa. Thousands of people in the U.S. have retinitis pigmentosa, RP, a disorder in which the rods and cones of the retina, the light receptors of the eye, slowly degenerate. RP is among the leading causes of blindness, which progresses over a period of 10 to 40 years. RP is one of the more difficult conditions to treat, and in my clinical experience, it can take a significantly longer time to treat effectively than other chronic degenerative eye conditions. In Chinese medicine, retinitis pigmentosa represents a loss of qi and yang energy. Qi and yang weakness indicates slow metabolic activity, which manifests as a slow responder. This is not to say that treatment holds no promise, just that it may take longer before positive results are achieved. Case: SB is a 23-year-old male with the Western diagnosis retinitis pigmentosa. The Chinese medical diagnosis is kidney yin and yang insufficiency with liver qi congestion. In the initial exam, the visual acuity for both the right and left eye was none. Other conditions reported are obesity, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and peripheral neuropathy. Color vision is not affected. After treatment, the visual acuity in the right eye was 20 over 800. In the left eye, 20 over 630. After treatment, there was some increase in light perception and color perception. Although the patient's acuity is very low, he feels that his vision is much brighter. SB's condition started when he was in his teens and degenerated fairly quickly. He received acupuncture, microcurrent, eye nutrients, and Chinese herbs. Using Chinese herbs to boost his kidney energy should help him long term. This patient will require a lot of treatment for his condition, and we will continue until he has reached a plateau or he is satisfied with his results. RP is one of the more difficult conditions, like glaucoma, to treat, and the best response is achieved if the disorder is caught and treated early on. As you can see from SB's tests, however, despite a late start at treatment, RP is not always an irreversible condition. I have been treating SB for a few months now, and we are seeing gradual improvement. I'm not sure how much improvement SB will continue to obtain, but I am confident that we will optimize his seeing potential.